Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
And welcome in. We're going to bet. Might not be the best slate in the world, but we're going to bet on it anyway. Alongside RJ Choppy and John Martin, I'm Chris Mack. This is BetMGMU live coast to coast on the BetMGM network. Wherever you may be inside your Odyssey app, make sure you've downloaded it so you can take us with you and get us in podcast form, not just inside that Odyssey app, but wherever you download your podcasts. And make sure you follow along with all the nonsense and shenanigans and all the best bets too on all your social media at BetMGM Network. You can watch the show on YouTube, the BetMGM Network. Search that. You'll find us. Welcome in as we get ready for week 6 of the college football slate. I mentioned maybe not the best in the world, but we definitely got a few games that we want to dive into. We'll talk about some long shot playoff teams, or at least some teams with some decent odds. Maybe you don't think they're long shots and you're going to want to bet them to make the CFP towards the end of the show. Maybe we'll throw some parlays and best bets at you before we wrap up as well. But we got to start, as much as I don't want to, with a look back at week 5. If you're in Baton Rouge, if you're in Athens, if you're in State College, you're a fan of one of those teams, just buckle up. Let's talk about each one of these losses and get them out of the way and move on, because I don't think any of the teams that lost is out of the playoff conversation, but they definitely didn't look good in some cases, even in double overtime in one case. And let's start, Choppy, with Oregon over Penn State. Had my doubts about this one, I told you guys, even as a Penn State alum. Yeah, convenient I don't have the Penn State hat on this week, huh? Had my doubts about this one, and they came to fruition. Penn State looked terrible for 3 quarters, made a game of it in the 4th quarter, and then had the ball on the 25 in double overtime, and Drew Aller said, F it. Let's throw in a triple coverage on first down and see what happens. Penn State loses to the Ducks 30-24. I don't want to put it all on Penn State mistakes. Oregon looked really good, in particular that defense. Oregon looks like one of the true national title contenders, one of the few true national title contenders we should be talking about after the first 5 weeks of the season, RJ.
Yeah, look, I mean, that was a really fun game at the very end. Penn State did not look like they were a top five team playing at home for the first 2.5 quarters, 3 quarters. And that was disappointing. It was disappointing. It was really disappointing. And, like, you see that certain players kind of show out in these kind of games. Drew Aller showed played well in the 4th quarter, but where was he in the 1st quarter and the 2nd quarter and the 3rd quarter? And then you get over to the Oregon side, it's like, okay, you jump out to a 17-3 lead on the road. I don't need the final score to know who the better team is. Generally, the better team is the team that jumps out to a 17-3 lead. That was fun. It was good to see Oregon do what they needed to do. There were some questions, about Dante, and there's questions about, James Franklin. We got answers really to both of them in this game.
John, James Franklin is apparently never going to wash off the stink of his record against top 10 teams. Maybe, presumably, Penn State gets to the playoff and he's got a chance against another top team late in the year. He'll have a chance in Columbus in a few weeks. But as of now, it's It's not even urban legend, because an urban legend would imply that, oh, maybe there's some myth to it. No, it's just fact. It's truth. James Franklin against good teams is, well, exactly what the Titans have called themselves over the last week. Ass.
Yeah. I mean, I think this to me is like, James Franklin hasn't done it. He hasn't broken through. And we can sort of put it all under a microscope, and we could say he should have done this, he should have done that, he should have, you know, should have called a timeout here, he should have made this play, this, that, the other. I think what it really is just like, Penn State is a top 10 program. That's a great thing to be. I think any program in America, if you say, hey, every single year you're going to be ranked in the top 10, they would take it. And Penn State basically has been that since James Franklin showed up. But I think that's all they are. I know that sounds sort of like instinctually negative. It's not meant to be negative. It's just like, that's what, you know, you're not going to be Ohio State. You're not going to be Oregon. You know, you're not a perennial national championship contender. You're a top 10 team. You're going to be a favorite probably to make the playoff every year, but are you going to be a true threat to win the Big Ten? Are you going to be a true threat to win a Natty? I think that answer we know now is no, even as close as they got last year, right? And they did. Without that, again, it's kind of the same thing, the Aller pick. But I just think, like, you're a top 10 program. It's a great thing to be. But that's sort of where the road stops for Penn State under James Franklin. And again, some people may hear that and that may make them upset. Like where I sit, I mean, I think a lot of people would give a lot of things to be a top 10 team perennially.
Yeah. And look, James Franklin doesn't suck. He's not a bum. He's just not the guy capable of taking a perennial winner, like you were describing, John, a top 10 team, and pushing them up that last summit toward the peak, right?
Right.
As a Penn State fan, I hope he proves us all wrong in December and January, but I'm not holding my breath for it. I'm not optimistic.
Right.
I think it's defined just as you have defined it. Choppy, Penn State still minus 185 to make the playoff, plus 140. To miss the playoff. I don't think it's a question, as John just laid out there, of whether they make the playoff or not. The question is, can they finally do some damage once they get there, not against an SMU or a Boise State?
No, they're going to make the playoff. They're going to lose at Ohio State, and they'll beat Indiana at home. And they're going to make the playoff with two losses. And we know what's going to happen. You know, if they get a top half seed and they get to host, you know, North Texas, USF, Tulane, Memphis, they're going to do the same thing they did to SMU last year. And they're going to get to the second round of that, and maybe they get another team that isn't that great, and they walk right through. But the moment they go up against Ohio State or Oregon or Georgia or Alabama or whatever, we kind of know what's going to happen, and that's part of the problem. Like, John's right. They're a true top 10 team. If there was no preseason rankings, though, they're not even close to the top 10 right now because they don't have a resume. Their resume is a loss to Oregon and wins over, like, Old Dominion or something. Like, it's just, you know what I mean? It's just not like
How dare you disparage the likes of Villanova and FIU, RJ Choppy?
And listen, there's nothing wrong with that. We're 4 weeks in. We're 4 weeks in. You're not supposed to have wins over Ohio State and Bama and Oregon in the first 3 weeks of the season, right? I get it. It's okay. A lot of teams are like this. There's plenty of teams out there who play the same kind of schedule over the first 4 weeks. But without the preseason rankings, they're not a favorite to make the playoff yet. They will, because they're only going to have one more loss.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Yeah, and that Indiana game at home, depending on how the Hoosiers are playing at that point in time, will be massive because a loss there, I think, completely takes them out of the conversation. That's really the only resume builder left on the schedule for them other than the trip to Columbus in early November. So Penn State, like you guys laid out, a playoff team, but probably no more. Let's talk about the Bama-Georgia game because we were all in on Georgia. We did not expect Ty Simpson to throw for 275. I can guarantee none of us expected a Caden Proctor screen pass down within the 1 yard line, which is the favorite clip from that game. But John, Alabama surprised a good number of us. They definitely surprised everybody who was sitting there between the hedges in Athens. First loss at home for Georgia in forever. And Alabama firmly inserts themselves in what is quickly becoming a cannibalistic game of musical chairs at the top of the SEC.
Yeah, I mean, I think the issue here is that this, you know, when I thought about a Georgia defense, you know, 2, 3, 4 years ago, I thought about just destruction at the line of scrimmage. Just you weren't running the ball on them. Good luck. Good night. You know, it just you weren't going to find any success. And I don't know if that was like a Jalen Carter thing. You know, maybe it was just a happened to be a generational defense thing with him. And you had Nolan Smith flying around. But this Georgia defense has not been the same the last 2 years. It just doesn't strike fear in your heart the way it used to. I mean, Alabama's receivers were just wide open, you know, and it's just like these things seem not characteristic of a Georgia football team. With that all being said, I mean, they had a chance to take the lead there late in the game on that fourth and short. It was just a play that was called and not executed well, didn't work. And if that does work, like, you know, I mean, Choppy knows how that feels when it's fourth and long with the joint. It wasn't long, but fourth down for the game. Choppy's been on the other end of that. Sometimes it does work. It didn't work against Alabama. I think Gunnar Stockton has shown that he's much better this season than expected. The defense is I think, the issue here. So what that means for them in the SEC – you know, it's probably going to be tough now with the way Alabama is playing, but I still think they'll be heard from in the playoff is my bet.
Yeah, look, I think they will too. I was surprised. I'll be the first to admit, I was very surprised that Bama won this game. I thought they were done. I thought the program was done. I thought Kalen DeBoer was, you know, going to trade in his hoodie and his polo that the Alabama fans can't quit arguing over. And he was going to go back to the West Coast or he was going to do something else. But I was very, very surprised. And it's obvious. Yeah, the Georgia defense isn't what it used to be. You know, we scored a ton of points on them at the Tennessee game. And, you know, Bama seems to didn't have a ton of problems with them on the road. Kirby doesn't give up that many points at home. Kirby doesn't lose games at home. I mean, he wins those games. I was surprised. I got to hand it. I am very – very impressed with what and how Alabama has responded.
Yeah, if you still got your doubts about the Tide, plus 170 to miss the playoff at BetMGM, and they got a big one at home this weekend against, hold on, yeah, Vanderbilt, a big one at home against Vanderbilt. We'll get into that in just a couple minutes as well. One other SEC team I think we have to talk about because they beat LSU this past weekend, 24-19. A direct quote from my cousin who lives in Baton Rouge, has grown up in Baton Rouge and went to LSU. Nuss sucks. That might be going a little bit far, wow. But I will say this. I will say this. The opposing quarterback this past Saturday looked really damn good. I had my doubts about Trinidad Chambliss based on who he'd beaten the previous 2 weeks, but he's now thrown for 974 yards in the last 3 weeks, and he just beat a really good LSU defense, John.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what is wrong with this Ole Miss, or excuse me, this LSU offense. I mean, I really thought of all things, like, that was one of the sure bets in college football this year. I mean, because how many teams were going to be able to say that they were bringing back an NFL draft pick, a first round NFL draft pick at quarterback as a returner? LSU was one of few, and it looks like a mess. And it's, you know, this Ole Miss team, like, I like them. I love what Lane has done. The fact that he's still at Ole Miss is kind of nuts to me, because I thought he'd be one, you know, a short tenure, and he'd move on to the next thing. So I think he's done a really good job there. But I don't think of Ole Miss as ever having these elite defenses. Something seems fundamentally wrong with LSU. I don't know if that's a Brian Kelly function. I don't know if that's a Nussmeier function. But somebody's got to be accountable, man, because, you know, for you not to be able to win a game, you know, that where the other team only scores 24, that's a problem. That is a real problem for LSU.
Look, I'm not going to tolerate any Nuss slander. All right, he's DFW kid. We like him. You know, we like his old man. You know, he was on the Cowboys coaching staff for years. But I warned y'all. I said LSU hadn't beat anybody. I said they were overrated and overhyped. And this is another problem that I have with these preseason rankings. Ole Miss gets credit for beating the top four team in the nation. LSU was never top four. They beat a crap Clemson team. And, I mean, who else they beat? Florida. Florida was a bad – you know, Florida was preseason highly ranked. But if you go based on a resume this year, they're not nothing. So that's – I warn y'all. I hate to say it. Toot my own horn. Pat myself on the back. Yeah. They're not nothing.
Yeah, by the way, I do think Ole Miss – I mean, how can you not say they're a contender? I mean, they're doing this with a backup quarterback. I mean, I think that's one of the best stories in college football, the fact that Lane Kiffin found in this Ole Miss staff, whoever's responsible for it, found this guy from Ferris State. I mean, it's easy to say now that, man, you know, high-level recruit, whatever. This guy was like 700 or something. I mean, at a D2 place like Ferris State, I'm sure they get a call and say, hey, you got to check out this guy's highlights or whatever. But, hell, a D2 to SEC jump? Are you kidding me? I don't think that has that ever happened? Has that ever happened?
Probably not, but he looks like he has taken everything in stride. Chambliss looks totally comfortable down there in Oxford. We'll talk about that big SEC matchup that we mentioned earlier, Vandy, Bama. That is a massive one on this week's slate. And a couple of huge games down in the Sunshine State to talk about as well, plus whatever else we get into, and long shot playoff teams as well before we get to our best bets, all on the way here on BetMGMU.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships.
Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.